The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Welcome in, Congressman.
Joey, good morning. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you. Let's jump right in. I want to talk with you first here about a letter that you and a number of your colleagues in the South Carolina delegation sent about Camp Croft and the cleanup of Camp Croft. Now, this is over in Spartanburg. If you will, take a minute, Congressman, and educate our listeners about Camp Croft and what's happening over there.
Well, thank you for that great question, Joey. Camp Croft is a couple thousand acres of what was originally a Department of Defense artillery training site. So in the 40s and 50s, we were practicing how to shoot artillery shells, and a lot of them did not explode. So currently in the ground in Spartanburg is a bunch of unexploded ordnance that creates a danger to the community. And the federal government has a program called FUDS, formerly used defense sites, where they go and clean up things just like this. So we sent a letter asking the Army Corps of Engineers to prioritize this due to the danger to the community, and just because it's the right thing to do. I think the Department of Defense created this problem. They need to help clean it up.
Yep. So do people have access to this property? I mean, can you just walk across this property now?
It's currently a state park. So yeah, you can.
No one's been
injured or killed, but they have found people have found ordnance that is the weather and heavy rains have uncovered. So this is a real issue. The estimated cleanup cost is about $30 to $40 million, and I'm optimistic that the Army Corps is going to prioritize this and start cleanup here in the next year or two.
Yeah. Now they've already done some work over there, right?
They have, but it's been piecemeal and I would argue insufficient.
Yep. Okay. So I guess the big reason for this is we need to clean this up to keep this public this park to make it safe for everyone.
Make it safer, and there'll also be opportunities to do other things with it. Right now, all we can use it for is woods and trails. And, you know, we could conceivably add more campsites or have more green space. It's just right now there's very limited things you can do with it. And if the federal government restores it back to the way they found it, we could conceivably use it for other things.
Sure. So walk me through the process, because I saw your letter that you had sent. And again, it's signed by other members of the delegation, Ralph Norman, Jeff Duncan, Joe Cunningham, Joe Wilson, James Clyburn. Walk me through the process. I mean, when the Army Corps of Engineers, when they receive a letter like this signed by this number of congressmen, what's the next step?
So I met with the Army Corps a few weeks ago, and we talked through kind of all the variables, and they explained to me the way that they prioritize resources. And one of the variables is congressional input. Another one of the variables is public input. So I've had a number of people in Spartanburg and beyond reach out to the office, and they're very concerned with this. There's a concerted effort to try to get it cleaned up. So I took it to the next step, and I notified my congressional delegation of the problem, and everyone was kind enough to join me in this letter. And when six members from the South Carolina delegation sign on to a letter, it's important. I mean, I was very pleased that the majority whip, Congressman Clyburn, was kind enough to sign on, and Congressman Cunningham. You know, this is, I feel pretty good it's going to get done quickly.
Yeah, well that's great. So we'll obviously want to check back. Would it help, Congressman, if any of our listeners, if we were to provide information on our website on how our listeners could contact the Corps of Engineers, would that help as well?
I think that at this point we have really done everything we can do. They have heard the call loud and clear, and they've been encouraging that this is going to get done quickly. I was during the process of trying to figure out how this worked. I contacted some people far more senior than me, and I asked them how this worked, and they also contacted the Army Corps and on my behalf asked what needed to be done. So I think that when you have Senator Graham and Kay Granger, the ranking member on Appropriations, contact the Army Corps about something of this nature, we have really done all we can do.
All right. Well, good deal, and we'll look forward to hearing an update on this. I mean, I read your letter, and you talk about the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office having their bomb squad having to dispose of hazardous materials. And again, this isn't a park where kids can be, you know, walking and hiking. And so I was kind of blown away, pun intended.
Joey, thankfully no one has been injured yet, and hopefully this will get done. This will get done quickly enough where no one will get injured with it. Joey, I do have to go, unfortunately, but I'm meeting with the president's chief of staff. We're having breakfast here, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about USMCA and when we're going to get that moving along, and about China, to try to see if we can resolve our situation with the trade agreements in a quick manner. I'm looking forward to seeing them. I just don't want to be late.
Well, and we don't want you to be late. So please give him our regards. Our listeners would love to hear from Mr. Mulvaney at some point too. So,
I'll let him know that he has. I was very pleased he was willing to sit down with me for breakfast. So
yeah, well, that's wonderful.
I can't imagine his schedule.
Yep. Oh, I can't. All right, Congressman William Timmons, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll talk with you again next Tuesday. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Hey, thank you, Joey. Have a great week. Look forward to talking to you next week.
You too. Congressman William Timmons checking in. Maybe we'll get Mr. Mulvaney on at some point and talk with him. You know, I just had no idea that Croft State Park, I knew what Croft State Park had been. I mean, it's like at one point it was like 19,000 acres. I think now I read somewhere that the park now consists of about 7,000 acres. I just wonder if the rest of that 12,000 or so acres out there will be cleaned up as well. But I had no idea that there literally were. Shells that could possibly explode out there.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.